Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Retta Drive Moment Biage. What can't you survive winter without? Listen, before you tell me about what's happening in Europe and other parts of the world where it's really, really, really cold. When I go to bed, people criticize me a lot. I wear socks.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
You sleep with your socks on?
Yes, yes, sir.
And you're able to get a full night's sleep?
Yeah, full night's sleep. Yes.
With your socks on?
Yes, sir.
What?
Socks on? I don't wear pajamas, which is strange, and I hate pajamas. Electric blanket is a priority for me. It's a priority for me. If there's an electric blanket, by the time when I jump into bed and it is warm, that's it, man. I'm it's comfortable. Like a hug. And I always make sure that even when it's a warm day, even during summer, I always have a jacket in my car. Because the last thing that I want is to get cold, because then it's going to ruin the mood. Then I want to go home and get this.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me, fam?
I don't feel you, but okay.
Yeah. That's my take on this particular topic, okay? I didn't have much to say yesterday, but at least today I gave you something. Something to think about.
I can't survive winter without this. Lately, there's you made when decided to go and do shopping Yana for winter.
Okay.
There's a shop called PG Clothing.
Yeah.
And it's got
PG
nice.
Plus.
Yes,
no,
PG Clothing.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's like a warehouse shop. I know it. Yeah.
Uthole enye gown from 150 rand.
Yeah.
The best gown.
How
I've
short
ever
is this
had.
Gown?
It's long. It's long. It's not the hood.
Oh,
so not the hood. Like, you can actually wear it, guys, and people think we have a nice long hood.
Don't do it.
No, don't. It's so warm. It's 150 rand.
Really?
Seng la langai.
Oh my god.
Here and I told them I'm a slippers. I need to go Father's Day.
Yeah.
And they didn't buy them, so they were on sale in another shop for 100 rand. Our warm. Mangfi engine, that's the first thing I do.
You take off your shoes.
But I can't survive winter without. There's nothing in slumber, Sam. So, I'm going to speak to you when you come. Because you come, let's see.
Yeah, wrong.
Come on. Let's slumber less. Every winter for the past 10 years, 10 full years, let's slumber less. And it's going to winter.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, mine has nothing to do with clothing because I am swag in that department. I cannot survive almost any season without tea. Winter is worse. By the time I come to work, I've had at least 4 to 5 cups.
What?
Yeah.
Of
tea? I drink tea. I actually hold back here because I've wanted to do it and I'm like, one cup is going to call another. So I cannot survive winter without a cup.
What kind of tea do you drink?
I drink the Five Roses, the blue label.
Okay.
And then if it's coffee, I drink proper coffee. But tea is my go-to because I don't want to drink too much coffee.
Take it with
the
milk?
I do take it with warm milk.
Okay.
My milk must be warm. And not too much sugar. I don't care for sugar. But before I go to bed, 2 to 3 cups. By the time I leave, I am horrendous with tea. So go winter, it's worse.
You have 3 cups of tea before you go to bed?
Yes.
Every day.
I arrive home after 7.
Yeah.
And by the time I sleep, I would have had 3 cups at the very least.
Well, there you go. That's an interesting one, Kaya family. What can't you survive winter without? Let's look at this thing called hookah. Apparently, it's a popular winter concept from Denmark that experiences harsh, long winters. If you watch Game of Thrones, yes, you know what I'm talking about. So this concept and national identity encompasses a feeling of cozy compliment and well-being through enjoying the simple things in life. This national obsession with all things cozy is why Denmark is always at the top of the list of the world's happiest countries, despite their infamously miserable winters. Thank you. I'm done.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We talk about things that you can never, never survive winter without.
For me, guys, I can't go through a winter without a Milo. A Milo, I don't drink coffee, so you're replacing a Milo. So summer, okay, it's fine. A Milo, I'm not going to have. When it comes to a winter, I have to have a plague. A plague, I'm eating the Milo. I have to, like, I cannot. Sure. Milo with hot, I mean, hot milk. So, yeah.
Yeah, Mina, I'm a soggy slava pale heat holders. I cannot live without them. Sitting
I can't survive winter without coffee and my hot water bottle. I just can't.
Ayanda, what can't you survive winter without?
It's those thermal vests, man. I hope nobody's mentioned that. It goes without saying. I'm wearing one right now. If
what?
You want to see it. Thermal vest. Those long sleeve vests that go under the suit, under the shirt,
the W. Yeah,
I'm a cowboy.
But for me, it's coffee is always so it can't be just a winter thing. Electric blanket.
Yes, girl.
Am I the only one?
The best in the business.
In the whole team that doesn't have an electric blanket.
Yes.
So sometimes when I go to events when it's extremely cold and I'm just not sure about this hotel.
Yes.
I've got my electric blanket with me.
You take it with you.
Yes. I leave it, switch it on before I go to a gig. By the time I come back,
toasting.
Lalagam. I'm needing Nengobe na meg.
No.
Namakosa wa nindinja.
Wahafasa. We're talking about winter comforts. What can't you survive winter without? You were saying, sir?
No. Good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're saying no. I'm good. He's
so
good.
I like Uklen. I'm a socks girl, 365 actually, awake or sleeping. And then I can't do without my masala tea. And I've got two special throws, one in my bedroom and one on the couch that I can't live without. And a hot water bottle maybe sometimes. And a hot water bottle is just because I can be extra.
For me, guys, I cannot and I will never survive winter without sleeping. You got my onesie. Yo, sure. Even today. From this weekend, it's very cold. My onesie's on like all the time, every night.
Mina, guys, what I can survive without in winter is my wife and kid, man. Yo! Yeah? Getting together in the lounge with the heater, in the blanket, playing games, cooking. That's so warm every night. Yes, I see mini gadgets like this or that particular food, but my family and us sitting around warm together. I can't get through winter without those.
Electric blanket.
My wife and kid. And
so onesie, guys.
Okay, Damon Wayan.
Shouldn't you at least own about 5 onesies?
Exactly.
Okay, guys. I'm just putting it out there. If you have one onesie,
Glenn, and it's heavy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't dry quickly. But like winter, even if you do it at full speed, your machine, it's still heavy. It's like a gown. After you wash a gown, the whole day, guys.
How many onesies must one own?
5.
At least.
For the entire winter.
Or at least three. You know, at least 3.
You don't wear your onesie, so.
No.
Stay out of this onesie conversation. So, because when now you sleep with your socks, say 5.
Yeah, maybe 5 or 3. Well, I don't also sleep with garments. They don't come also. So even in winter, I don't sleep with garments.
Wow.
So
I absolutely cannot survive without my honeyed ginger tea. Like, I have to have a good 3-4 cups of ginger tea. Also, I'm scared of getting flu and gastrata. So it helps boost my immune system as well. But I can't survive without it. Like, my honeyed ginger tea is the one.
You know why I'm asking about the ones? So, my wife... So, you know, a W. And I see a gown. I'm like, babe, I think you should buy a new gown.
Yeah.
Because since I've known you.
Oh, no.
Ngwazune gown e one. Ati utini ke mwana. But, no, I'm trying to gown enja. Serious. Because leak tala, ang nyaz ni fika somewhere. Because there's always going to be that one item that you don't want anything. Like, especially ukulala.
You can't get rid of it.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't. So I'm like, five onesies. I still need to see someone.
But you're complaining about the Gaune one that you've seen for the past 15 years.
Yeah, so.
The hypocrisy.
You must go back to PQ, by the way. Go back to PQ and get three more onesies.
Such a hypocrite, this one.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I can't survive winter without igown. Yo, like, nangizenglala ngayo igown. That's how much I can't survive winter without gown. And I just want to put it out there that the best gowns are from the male section. Ladies, knitting in a gown from the male section, they are the most fluffiest. Like, I would say they're nice. They are fluffy and very warm.
So, I'm one of the strange people who cannot sleep without their socks. Like, literally, now that it's even worse. Like, I moved from Pretoria to Johannesburg and it's so cold here. I even wear two pairs of socks to bed. Even now, two pairs of socks because it's so cold. And touching on the Metaya electric blankets, I don't know if you guys know, but electric blankets are actually not good, especially for women. And I learned this from Saul Penduka, the man himself. Apparently, it's not good for a woman's reproduction.
You know, there's one thing I can't survive ka winter without, ne? No, I don't do pajamas or a gown or anything. But tracksuits, hoodies, and a full tracksuit, cheapest one from Pick and Pay clothing or a PG clothing, it doesn't matter. That's my thing. And I do wear socks in winter. That's something that I always have.
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends.
So when do electric blanket,
but I know that she's not lying. So what they say is, don't sleep with it on. Mm. Preheat the bed, and then when you get into the bed, switch it off. Okay. So it's not only bad for women's reproduction, it's bad for reproduction in general.
Aye, tell us.
So, at least
so which one is which one right now? Do we believe Saul or can I cream? There's no way Ken said I'm switching off my.
Ngilala ngesisu ngiface. You know my time. Nothing has happened.
Yeah, no, but we don't get born and my singing never actually winter. Not lay a man, lay winter lay practice lay. Sasa nela, sasa jenjan. My singing never actually winter. Shoes, but fit. Lay soap, lay nyama and chow, lay. Little chilies, little aromatic corner, lay baba, lay. Ha! He's okay. That I cannot live without any winter.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komoto and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.